And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you're getting a chance to hear us. My name is Michael from the North Bay. This is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and we are celebrating today. I actually landed my dream job, and it's the most surreal thing I've ever experienced. I can't believe it myself. So we're going to actually spend some time today listening to music from when I was in high school to try to jog that, to remind myself of what it was like back then, sort of waiting for life to start. So we're going to be listening to some classic punk. We're going to be listening to some college rock specifically. We're going to be listening to a lot of coming-of-age punk. Let's get it started with one of the most important bands in my life, one of the most important songs in my life. This is The Replacements.
Oh!
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was, of course, The Replacements. That was Can't Hardly Wait from Pleased to Meet Me and Naked Ray Gun. That was Soldier's Requiem off of Jettison. I remember the first time I heard Jettison, and that kind of really intense power chord right at the beginning really got me into it. Of course, we are celebrating my new career today, so we're listening to a lot of music from when I was in high school, hopefully as a Valentine to myself when I was a freshman, and as a way of saying all the shit that you're taking, everything that you're dealing with at some point has to accumulate to something. So I can very confidently say where I'm at right now, I've been working towards it since I was 10 years old, and it's the most surreal thing in the world to actually be here. So we're going to be listening to a lot of classic punk, a lot of college rock, a lot of music that punk music that really speaks to things getting better rather than focusing on how things are. So there's some hope to a lot of this. The next thing we're going to listen to, we're going to start it off with the Mac Blackout Band from Chicago. We're going to listen to the City Lights, the first song off the City Lights EP. It's a fantastic record. It's a really intense coming-of-age story. I highly recommend listening to the whole tape, and I think he's a really great way to get us started on this next block. So this is the Mac Blackout Band. This is called City Lights. Small town schemes, you want the city light.
such a mess. But I'll try hard, I'll do my best. Won't get bogged down like all the rest. Got no hamsters in my head, no monkeys on my back. No chains and shackles to pull me down. I wanna fly, I wanna fly, cause I'm alive. Better place. Who needs the garbage? It's all a waste. Don't need the drugs, don't need the booze. Abuse that stuff, you'll only lose. Good decision, make it right. It's a battle, win the fight. Everything's gonna be alright. I wanna fly, I wanna fly. I'm alive. I'm alive.
That's right, kid, you got that PMA, you got that PMA. That's such an intense song from such an intense record, and it is weird that that's kind of a positive song. Again, this is my name is Michael from the North Bay. This is Maximum Rock and Roll Magazine, and we are celebrating my new career by listening to all the music from when I was in high school, when I was slumming it, when I was struggling, when I was thinking that I just can't wait to get the f*** out of here and have my life start. This is all the music that taught me that, hey, there might be a light at the end of the tunnel if you just keep going for it. The first one was a recent album. I want to say it was last year, maybe the year before. That was the Mac Blackout Band from Chicago. That was City Lights off the City Lights EP. Just an amazing cassette. Seriously, check it out. The last song on it, Punks and Pleather, is incredible. It's a really, really good coming of age, almost a concept record. After that, we had of course, New Day Rising from Husker Du, but that was from The Living End. That was the live version. That song should be live. It's an extremely emotional song, and hearing Bob kind of lose it on stage is what that song should be. And then we had a Greg song after that. That was Husker Du with Sorry Somehow from Candy Apple Gray. I think that might be one of the best sellout records, and it's hard to think of it as a sellout record. That was them jumping from SST to Warner Brothers, but they didn't really skip a beat. It's a very different sound from, you know, dropping a gram of meth into their coffee before recording vocals for Zen Arcade to being on a kind of a major label, but it's still just such fantastic songwriting. To this day, I legitimately don't understand how Husker Du and the Replacements are not as famous as Bruce M. Springsteen. It's the weirdest thing in the world. After that, of course, we had the Dead Boys. I Won't Look Back. Really, again, another incredible positive punk song. That was from We've Come For Your Children. And then after that, 7 Seconds. New Wind from the New Wind 7-inch. After that, we had the Circle Jerks with I'm Alive from 4, which is a very weird Circle Jerks record. I think that's kind of the lost Circle Jerks record that it's still kind of up there. It's them moving on after hardcore. I think I want to say that was 86, 87. And then, of course, we had that PMA. We had Attitude by the Bad Brains. We're going to keep it going. Again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. We're celebrating my new career. It's the most surreal thing in the world. This next song is an oldie. Well, it's an oldie where I'm from. All right, this is the Blues Riff from B. Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay?
Left on 13 for your dirty mind. Better run, little boy. Better hide, little girl. This is a big city, not the same Midwest. Living on caffeine, living on booze. Dirty alleys, dirty minds. Better run, little boy. We'll be right back.
You guys aren't ready for that one yet, but your kids are gonna love it.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.maximumrockandroll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@maximumrockandroll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send two copies of vinyl
or one copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.
Once again, thank you all so much for being here with me. To celebrate my new career, we're playing a ton of music from when I was in high school and consistently taking shit, waiting for my life to start. I think one of my introductions into punk rock was music that talked about how shitty things were and how much you're going to struggle. But there were also those couple few bands that would talk about how at some point it's going to get better. One of my favorite songs ever was the first song we listened to there. It was called Entrapment by Naked Raygun. That was from Understand. Entrapment is about how young people, especially in their 20s, can throw their life away on the military or a relationship or debt, essentially. And there's one line that pops into my head pretty often, especially when I'm going to be making a decision like that. Assuming that you have all the time in the world to fail, there's one line that gets me, and I fully believe him when he says, "You're gonna regret this." To really hear those words in Entrapment. And then, of course, after that, we had Wonder Beer, which is a great song about authority, saying, if there are gods, they must be drunk. It's a great way, especially when you're in high school, to look at, you know, authoritarians that are trying to tell you that they know better. After that, we had Peg Boy. That was Strong Reaction from the LP Strong Reaction. Really underrated punk bands, for sure. And then, of course, we had the Zero Boys from Indiana. Good Midwest punk rock. With Dirty Alleys, Dirty Minds, and Civilization's Dying from their Vicious Circle LP. A real landmark record, for sure. Segwaying into Mission of Burma, That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate from Versus. That song, I would put that up against the Beatles. I can very confidently hear Paul on a song like that. Segwaying into the Hometown Heroes, the Dead Kennedys. That was Moon Over Marin. That was the live version from the Mutiny on the Bay 12-inch that they released a little while ago. I want to say that was recorded at the Stone, which is in North Beach in San Francisco. Penthouse bought that, and that's now a strip club, which is common for a lot of punk clubs in San Francisco. I appreciated that song when I was growing up. Growing up in the North Bay, Marin was sort of the terrible example of who we are. They're the expensive end. It's a very racist area. It's a very high-end area, a lot of money. And that's what the North Bay gets, I think, stereotyped as. So hearing a song like that, it's a parody. It's a way of saying, F that end of the country. F this corner of the state that we live in. That was definitely one that got me through high school, where I was at. Again, right now I'm in a very surreal point in my life where I have my dream career. So looking back on all this music that helped me get through it, I don't know where I would be without it. I worked for free a lot. I took a lot of shit. I listened to people that shouldn't be in an authority situation, and I worked very hard for them. The most important thing is that I took pride in everything I did, specifically because I like to see things get made. It's weird how it all accumulated to me starting my new life as an editor at Lucasfilm. So we're going to close out the night with some North Bay Hometown Heroes, a band called Santiago. This is a song called Sweet Virginia. From their City Sound Inertia record. That one was, City Sound Inertia was the label. I know their bass player owned Pandaside Records, so it's interesting that they didn't release it on that, but everything else they did after that was on Pandaside. They were one of the first bands that were local that got me into punk rock, especially because Gabe, their bass player, used to be the bass player for the Mr. T Experience. So we knew him as, like, he was in it. He was in Berkeley punk. He was in that East Bay punk scene. And then he brought it back home to the North Bay. After that, we're going to hear another replacement song that's another one of the most important songs in my life. There's a line in it where they talk about Elvis and the Ground. And I really think that they kickstarted that generation of, after the King died, we really didn't have anyone to measure up to. It's kind of like when your parents die. There's no authority figures anymore. You're an adult now. You're on your own. And I think that's where the genre went. I see them as one of the most introspective bands, one of the most reflective bands. And that meant a lot to me when I was taking shit when I was young, wondering when my life would start. And then we're going to end with I guess it was an early demo of one of the most important songs in my life, which is Can't Hardly Wait by The Replacements. And for that one, they had alternate lyrics, and I honestly think those lyrics are better. It's nice to hear where they were in their head before they had to bring it to the masses. And it means a lot getting to tell y'all where I am in my head on a day like this. So once again, this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. I really appreciate you all celebrating this with me. My new life as an editor at Lucasfilm. So let's listen to one of my hometown heroes, and we'll take it home.
I can't wait.